Welcome, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you. Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station for the good stuff. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Go to their website at visitvalentine.org. Check out Smith Falls, the tallest waterfall in the state of Nebraska, or Snake Falls. Again, that's the largest by volume in the state of Nebraska, or Berry Falls on the Niobrara River. Just lots of things to check out there while you're here in the wide open spaces. Start by going to visitvalentine.org.
And let's talk ranching, shall we? And you know, when I talk ranching, I always want to refer to Tri-State Livestock News. You can get a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News coming in every week, and it is packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. And it's fresh, hot off the press, with the latest news. So make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News.
You know, the other day I shared some information here on the good stuff about NASA going back to around an orbit around the moon. And
yes, okay. Yes.
I have a kind of a follow-up on that Zach Dean from KVSH here in Valentine found for me.
Okay, very good.
We mentioned the things that came out of the space age back in the 60s to the early 70s. Well, we mentioned Tang. Tang was used by early NASA crew space flights in 1962 when Mercury astronaut John Glenn conducted eating experiments in orbit. Tang was selected for the menu. It was also used during the Gemini flights and has also been carried aboard numerous space shuttle missions, although Minnesota Company sent specifically designed canned drinks into space with the crew of the space station. The crew preferred to use Tang as it could be mixed into existing water containers pretty easily. But this goes in 2013, former NASA astronaut Buzz Aldrin said, "Tang sucks."
I thought that was hilarious.
In his autobiography, Return to Earth, published 40 years earlier, Aldrin had further clarified, "I can't speak for the other flights, but for ours, Apollo 11, the three of us dutifully sampled the orange drink, supposedly Tang, and instead chose a grapefruit-orange mixture as our citrus drink. If Tang was on our flight, I was unaware of it." A little more information. The creator of Tang, William A. Mitchell, also invented Pop Rocks, Cool Whip, a form of instant set Jell-O, and several other convenience foods. Chemist William Bruce James also invented several Jell-O flavors. Orange Tang was packaged in glass jars. This will bring back some memories. So glass jars with a metallic green label and orange metal lid. It was promoted as an instant breakfast drink rather than a soft drink mix because it was fortified with vitamin C and A. In print and television advertising, Tang was referred to as the nutritious space age drink of the astronauts.
So interesting.
Anyway, yeah. I was not aware of that till Zach pointed that out to me.
Tang has its own history. And let's have some final words of wisdom from a dying Irish nun. The wise old Mother Superior from County Tipperary was dying. The nuns gathered around her bed, trying to make her comfortable. They gave her some warm milk to drink, but she refused it. Then one nun took the glass back to the kitchen. Remembering a bottle of Irish whiskey received as a gift the previous Christmas, she opened and poured a generous amount into the warm milk. Back at Mother Superior's bed, she held the glass to her lips. Mother Superior drank a little, then a little more. Before they knew it, she had drunk the whole glass down to the last drop. "Mother," the nuns pleaded, "please give us some wisdom before you die." She raised herself up in bed with a pious look on her face and said, "Don't sell that cow."
That's a good cow, right?
A really special cow.
Will Rogers once said, "In order to succeed, you must know what you're doing, like what you're doing, and believe in what you are doing."
I think that's pretty solid information. How about this? Good words to think on take twice as long to eat half as much.
Okay.
I don't even know who said that, but it makes sense to me.
Aesop said, "Better to starve free than be a fat slave." Interesting to think about as well.
That is.
If you have something that you think we should think about so that our listeners can think about it here on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
Or if they just want to laugh.
That's true.
Yeah.
And keep listening for The Good Stuff.